You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk internships once again. And we'll be talking about the Get Set Progress program from Thomas Pocklington Trust. And some new internships are available. To tell us a little bit more, I am joined by TPT's head of internships, Josh Feehan. Josh, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Hubert, for having me on.
So for those that, you know, may not be aware, I mean, we have had this on a few times, but can you remind us what the Get Set Progress program is?
Get Set Progress internship program is an paid internship program, which we've run now for coming up 10 years or just over 10 years. And we place support blind and partially sighted people in placing them in employers all over the UK. It's a 9-month program, which will be starting October and finishing next June/July 2027. Now, we have two audiences that we're targeting at in terms of blind and partially sighted people. So those that have got little or no work experience, so predominantly education leavers, but also those that have acquired sight loss during their working life and are looking to come back and get back into work.
And when it comes to the program, obviously blind and partially sighted people will be part of an internship as well. But what other things are available?
The way in which it works, an intern spends 80% of their time with their employer and 20% of their time with TPT on personal professional development. And so as part of that, they will do some work around assisted technology training, other learning development we put on. So things around public speaking, presentation skills, confidence building, a raft of different training that we put on for interns, both delivered face-to-face and online. So around 6 or 7 times, interns come down to London, to our offices, and have an opportunity to network and get to know their other interns on the programme. Alongside that, they also receive a mentor with lived experience of sight loss. Again, depending on what area they're aspiring to go into. So if we say, for example, we'll have an intern who's based in finance, in a finance role, well, we will make sure we find someone who's in the finance industry with lived experience of sight loss who can give them some advice and guidance across their internship. Alongside that, one of the key things we're trying to do is ensure that interns are geared up for post-internship, so providing them with employment support throughout the 9 months, ensuring that they're ready for going on to permanent employment after they finish their internship with us.
Fantastic. Now, I want to talk, as usual, about some of the opportunities that we can maybe highlight. So are there any particular internships that stand out for you, maybe people that have signed up recently or, you know, other standout reasons? Can you give us some highlights?
We're hoping to have around 45 opportunities that we'll be promoting throughout the summer. So from this week onwards, we'll be advertising them. So we'll have a good chunk of opportunities coming out this week and then always keep an eye out for different ones. But some exciting ones this year. So one which has really stood out for me is, and it's based in the region where I'm based in the West Midlands, is with the Invictus Games. So that's going to be an impact coordinator. So for those that are aware of the Invictus Games, it's being hosted in Birmingham next year. So this internship will be working with the team there on putting on the games next year, which sounds really exciting. We will also have opportunities in Northern Ireland and with Angel Eyes. Again, they took part last year. Great to be working with those again. We'll have an opportunity in Wales, again with an organisation based there, and also one in Scotland. But again, there's plenty of different opportunities, and it's great to have Channel 4 on board again. They will have a couple of internship opportunities as well.
When it comes to requirements, obviously you have to be blind and partially sighted. That's one of them to be, you know, eligible to apply for these internships. But are there any other requirements people need to be mindful of?
Just that they haven't taken part in the programme before. Again, that's just ensuring that lots of people get the opportunities as well. But also, there's no previous work experience. So you don't have to have worked before to apply for these. And I think that's one of the key criteria we make sure, because we want to ensure that people are getting opportunities. But for certain roles, there may be a specific qualification that people may require. But just check them out. But again, we're trying to make them as accessible as possible so that people have an opportunity to get that first step in the career ladder.
Fantastic. And if people would like to apply for one of these internships or find out more about the internship programme, where can they go? And also, is there someone they could contact?
Absolutely. Yep. So if you go to pocklington.org.uk/internships, you'll be able to see all of the opportunities on our website. And also, if you'd like support in applying for some of the positions, our employment team at Pocklington will be happy to support you as well.
Fantastic. Well, if you would like to give this a go, do visit the Thomas Pocklington Trust website. And we will also be having some intern stories from previous interns who have taken part in the Get Set Progress programme. So you can get a better idea of how they got on and how they benefited from the programme. For now, though, Josh Feehan, Head of Internships at Thomas Pocklington Trust, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Hubert.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.